If somebody was going to fry a chicken, for example, what would that be?
That'd be a
spatter.
A spatter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a frying pan.
Well, now, is there a difference between a spatter and a frying pan?
Well, one moves a tin, the other is iron.
And a spatter is iron, is that right?
Frying pan is tin.
Okay, fine.
Aluminum or something like that.
Well, now, what about one that has little tiny sides on it like that? It's something that you put on the stove. I don't know if you all use these around here or not, but it's made out of iron, and you fry old pancakes or something like that.
Yeah, I know what you call it.
Now, that's
oven.
An oven? Okay, fine. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
Sink?
Yeah, but the thing, you know, the water comes out of the pipe.
Faucet.
Fine. And what about the same kind of thing if it's on a barrel?
Well, that's faucet, too.
Okay. And how about the same kind of thing if it's out in the yard?
That's faucet, too.
Okay. If you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Bag.
Okay. What do you call a great big bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
Box.
No, it's a kind of bag, and I'm not sure about this, but I think that chicken feed or potatoes or something like that might used to come in these kinds of bags. A great big old thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Made out of cloth.
Sack.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you call it a particular kind of sack?
Yes. Let me see what name of sack. Paper bag.
Yeah, but have you ever heard these big sacks called toe sacks or croaker sacks? Or?
Oh, yes. That was about croaker.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's croaker bag.
Okay, fine. And so that's, now is that, did I describe it right? Is that the one that's made out of cloth?
No, it's made out of croaker.
And what is croaker?
Fine stuff that they molded, raised in foreign countries. They make some sacks.
You mean it's that coarse kind of material?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good. Thank you. Now, have you ever heard those kind of bags called anything else?
Well, one kind of plastic, croaker, burlap.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, is a burlap bag different from a croaker sack? Or are they pretty much the same?
Pretty much the same.
Uh-huh. What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long and it's about that high and you put it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Harp.
Can you play one of those?
No. That's no good.
Well, how about one that's shaped like this and you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, that's jute harp.
Uh-huh. Can you play one?
Yes, I used to play it. Yeah.
I've never heard one of those. I always wanted to. What kind of sound does it make? Does it sound like the other kind of harp or is it?
Yes, it doesn't make sense. Music, if you can make music on it.
Uh-huh. One of these days, I'm going to get somebody to play one of those for me.
I don't see them now. You used to have seen them regularly, but you don't see them now.
Well, they, did I describe it right?
Yeah.
I mean, is it shaped?
Yes, it's in this shape. And then you got a little wire fits in there, made in there, you know, and you pull it just when it makes a sound.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sound it and blow your breath against it. It'll change you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment the children play on? It's made with a long board balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one, one sits on the other, and they go.
Sliding board.
Well, now this is the one that goes up and down like this.
Oh, that's a seesaw.
Okay, fine. And now what about one that goes round and round?
That's a swinger. Merry-go-round.
Okay. Can you tell me how those were made, those merry-go-rounds?
No, I never did them. I didn't make them.